League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter interior paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
The Demon Sea.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
How's it going?
Oh, brilliant. Is that heater too loud for you? Can you hear it? Is it buzzing?
It's fine. I mean, you know, come on, it's Demon Seed. It doesn't.
Well, I know that, but I just think, you know, we chewed.
Right,
Clagons? Yeah, thank you. But Ben just said, all right, Clagons. My son's brought
this. That's what I like to see.
Thanks, mate.
Start them young.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
So, I'm not overly concerned about the heater because I'd rather be warm than care about the listeners. But I'm just saying, it is quite loud. I can turn it down a bit if you want.
Give me a moment of silence. Hang on. That's fine.
Sure.
Yeah. I've got a fish
It won't be
tank.
Top quality, but nothing about this is top quality.
It's very low standard, as we know. It's very basic. There's nothing to it. So let's just roll with it. You know, I think that's the best way.
Yeah. That's Noel Gallagher, reckon, wasn't it?
Exactly. And what a cracking band the Oasis were, of course, with their haircuts and all that, you know. Those bits of stuff on the side coming down and the sort of fringe
drugs
bit.
And the old bloody...
Oh, loving it.
Drugs and a nice coat.
I never got... Did you get into the Oasis at all? Or?
Not really.
It wasn't really. For me.
I'd love to have seen them live, just to say that I've seen them live, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, I had a friend who went to see them live towards the end. And it was mainly comprised of men in sort of Stone Island jackets throwing bottles of piss at each other.
Which I'm not, you know, adverse to. But I never saw, of course, I've been to see, almost seen you twice.
Yes, you have.
The first time before I knew you, I went to go and see Merthyr Rocks, I think it was called.
Yes, right, yeah.
But we got delayed getting there.
Right.
And by the time I got there, you just finished, so I watched Ocean Colour Scene.
Okay, slightly more talented.
On the same, I don't think so, on the same stage.
Yeah.
And of course, the second time, you very kindly, after I knew you, gave my lovely wife and I backstage tickets to your gig at the Tram Shed.
A classic memory, of course.
Well, I was working, and by the time I got there, they were packing up. So I just went behind the stage with you boys in the green room.
The glamour.
You were drinking tea.
Yeah,
I think I had a cup of coffee and fucked off.
This year we did the Tram Shed, and it was just as you know this whole COVID thing was allowing venues to open. But again, it wasn't. I did give you an invite, but I don't blame you for not going to that one. I was very unsure myself.
I think I was working again.
Yeah, about doing that.
Or maybe it was I didn't want to. Didn't want to catch allergy or whatever. I don't know. Yeah, it was the honest answer.
But always welcome, Mike. And I've said this, you know, at some point, I know you've got a track, so you will come on stage. I know that will happen, and I'd love that.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't think of that.
Well, the thing is,
actually. You said to me, just bring a track suit and get on stage. I said, well, I came for one song. He said, no, just stay on there all night. I said, no, I'm not going to do that.
But if you've got a couple of cans, it's great. You can just literally sit on the back, and it's great fun. It's really good fun. So many people I know have come and done that and had it.
I've seen people up there, absolute idiots on stage with you for, you know. But I didn't recognise from any of the band pictures. And you said, no, they're not in the band.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there with a like sunglasses on, drinking all night.
Well, it's quite nice because over the years we've had accountants, we've had architects, we've had teachers, we've had scientists, we've had the whole range. Everyone is
gamut. Involved.
The whole gamut. You know, everyone. All I need
not
is a
gamut.
Brain
that's a bird. Gamut.
Did I say gannet?
You said gannet, I think.
Oh, sorry, I've had a can. I'm starting to lose it a bit, but you know. There's plenty of time left to really balls this whole thing up. So, you know.
Oh, fuck, are you?
It's going to be good. It's going to be a strong one this week, I think.
Is this a paid one or an unpaid one?
It's an unpaid, so we can really scrape the...
Oh, well, I'm not going to definitely turn the heat off of these cans.
Scrape the bottom of the barrel for this one. Got some great paranormal for
although, to be fair, because of the way we do things, when I say, while I'm slagging these idiots out for listening, a percentage of these will be actually paying for the other stuff.
Yeah. So you
just not paying for this one.
Get the balance in there.
But I think the wankers are paying for it as well. I think the wankers were not paying for it.
Yeah.
Paying for it.
It's ridiculous. You know, some of the text messages or emails, I think, they're called Twitters, aren't they? Some of those this week have been great. You know, a lot of people say, I found myself walking into the kitchen singing the theme tune to Forgive Me, Father. What have I become? You know.
Oh, like, forgive me, Father. Yeah. I might come up with another theme tune and 70s sitcom later.
Yeah, I mean,
you never know when the thing's going to grab you and it's going to go with it, and you just got to go.
I've always said this, round and round the spotlight goes, where it stops, nobody knows. And we really don't know. You know, that's
like a twig on the shoulders of a mighty stream.
Exactly. Just, you know,
flowing, bro.
And wherever it takes us, you know, we'll go.
Bro.
We just let it. I think that the joy of doing this, you know, for people who've never listened before, it's the organic growth for each episode. It just happens.
I imagine there's loads of new listeners every week, that I would imagine.
Probably at least, you know. Some coming through strong, which is good.
Yeah.
We're flying solo today as well.
Oh, the good news is because the dickheads who do pay a bit for it. We've been able to buy some stock of t-shirts so we can actually
get some
merch.
Have we got them now? Or?
I had a chat with producer Reese yesterday before he retired.
Okay.
And we sorted it all out, yeah.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
Yeah. So I realise this is basically an admin meeting on air.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But I'm just saying, you know. We can
get over that. Shall I try my boys?
Let me have a little drink first. Hang on a minute.
While you have that, I could do my boys, and then you could bell. That gives you time to, you know, have a drink.
Go on, that's a good idea. Yeah, okay.
My boys, my wonderful boys. Each one of you is so fantastically well behaved this week. You deserve a reward. Step forward and receive your goods. Julian, for you, a t-shirt emblazoned with a Hofmeister slogan. Remember, for great lager, follow the bear. Ichabod, for you, 500 focus points obtained from the kitchen drawer of a recently deceased smoker. And for you, Isambard, my sweet, sweet Isambard, a Twix, two Freddos, a Frey Bentos pie, and the cream that we use to soothe the piles. Put the cape on, Jill. It's time. Remembering stuff. Coming back.
The half-moisted bear was called George.
Remembering Traeguard, the dungeon master. Remember, team, your life force is fading.
George wore a pork pie hat and a yellow satin mama jacket.
Really fancied a can the other day, but realised they don't make it anymore. I never even tried it as a kid.
I fancied a can, then I realised they do make it. They've been sold to a different... They've kept the same name, and they sent me a 5-litre can. Is it in my bar?
Fucking open it. Tell me what it tastes like. Realised the other day.
I have done quite nice.
Was it a do the other day? They gave me a can of Carlin. Realised it's not called Carlin Black Label anymore.
Oh, if the pint you like gives you that bit more, you bet it's Carlin Black Label.
Oh. Hey, we're up and running. Look at that.
Here we go.
Remembering.
No, Sammy. Yes, well, they didn't send me. I bought a big can of Hofmeister.
Lovely stuff. Yeah. So it doesn't have the bear anymore in any form at all, does it?
Well, the weird thing is, it's got the bear on there. And the weird thing is that as soon as I mentioned it to someone else, they said, "Oh, follow the bear." And then they broke from DHL, dropped the parcel. Like I said on the cardboard box, it said Hofmeister. Oh, Hofmeister, follow the bear. And then it seems like the best advertising campaign of all time.
Oh, I fucking see. Everybody remembers.
Quite nice.
It.
And then people slagging them out online saying, why would you want to remake this fizzy piss for?
Come
and on. So actually, you know, we've kept the name. You know, yeah. It's not the same beer. We've won awards.
Yeah.
Give it a go. Yeah. If you think it's fizzy piss, don't buy it again. And I bought it. Very nice.
Demon Seed. If you think it's fizzy piss, don't buy it again.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know.
Oh, God.
For great lager, follow the beer.
Classic. Great adverts, that. Great adverts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably played by the same person who played like Chewbacca the Wookiee or something as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, there's about eight people. Gareth Hunt did a lot in the 80s, a lot of coffee adverts.
Yeah, yeah.
And Robert Powell, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, Jesus Christ Superstar. Yeah.
A lot of voices.
Oh, was he Jesus? He wasn't Superstar, was he? Wasn't he Jesus Christ the movie?
He was Jesus Christ the movie. You're right. You're absolutely right. Robert Powell was Jesus Christ the movie. Jesus Christ Superstar. It was
Jesus Christ Superstar. Who are you? What do you think you are? That's one, wasn't it?
Although we were kidding. Kills a kid.
Ricked his bollocks on a dustbin lid.
What about this? Milk, lemonade. Turn around and chocolate's made.
Around the corner, we used to say. Around the corner, chocolate's made.
Mamma
mia, I've got diarrhea. Oh no, here it comes again. Yes, I was broken hearted. I shit when I thought I'd farted. Etc, etc, etc.
Course, mummy, there's something in my nappy. I can't sit down. Yeah, it's big and brown. Ooh, if I do, I squash it down and you have to wash it. And it's no joke. Cha-cha, the washer's broke. Classic. Look at
this
that.
This is all pre-internet, of course. Pre-internet. This was, you know, to make us. The thing is, John, in the days before the social media age and the age of the internet and the information superhighway, children had to make their own entertainment. So whether it was taking a popular song of the day and rearranging the lyrics to something more lewd, or whether it was simply sitting on the sofa playing with one's belly button, one had to amuse oneself, John.
For many, many young boys, I mean, hours and hours were spent patrolling the woods looking for pornographic magazines.
No, the woods, of course. yes, cockies in the woods.
Cockies in the woods.
A wonderful pastime of days gone by.
We would often visit the woods with a plastic bag looking for evidence, rain, sodden,
foraging for cockies, yes.
Moshed images of torn breasts, vaginas, penises, anus, anything you could find would be collected into a bag, taken back home to the most willing boy's bedroom.
Well,
left
well the thing is, John, I mean, the 1970s, of course, the thing about pornography in those days, you know, home-based pornography, not the German filth.
Of course.
The good old-fashioned British pornography, was that, of course, you couldn't show the private parts, which sort of, in one way detracted from the experience. In another way, John, very much made it the experience, because you would see a woman's downstairs areas, and it would be just a furry obscured area, barely anything that could be made out whatsoever. And of course, for the men, you could show a penis, John, but only in the flaccid state. And this was a statute of law, John. British law, voted upon by British Parliament and signed away into a bill by Her Majesty the Queen, that you couldn't show anything of an erect nature. And I think, John, that the world is a poorer place for the sort of online hardcore filth that one experiences these days on such awful, awful websites as Keys Movies, xmovies.com, xnxx.com, Spank Monkey, Spank Wang, 1080 HQ Porn, HQ Porn, Anal Porner, E-Porner, Kia, oh, goodness, what's the other one? TubX Porn, of course, Pornhub, RedTube, Tube8 Porn,
of course.
And all these other online disgusting portals that I don't look at.
Of course, and not forgetting bumfinger.com, these sites, absolute filth. Not
absolutely rank, John.
Without
rank.
Theatre of the mind, it's nothing more than just exposed skin and skid marks. It's absolute filth. Whereas in my day, we would take a...
If I want to see a man insert his fingers into a bottom, I shall go to church like any normal person would.
And of course, I shall stand in front of my own mirror and insert my own fingers into my own bottom, remove...
Your mirror, your rules, your anus, John.
Of course, and there's nothing wrong with a yellow-stained fingernail. It's a sign of strong character. Incredibly strong character. Yes. And that's very important, I think, for everybody to realise that what you do in front of your own mirror is up to you. But the moment it appears online, it becomes filth, sordid, disgusting. and you wouldn't catch me doing that on a webcam. Whereas at home in front of a mirror, I'll quite often pull myself apart and pop something inside, look at it, squeeze the muscles repeatedly until it comes back out, pick it up, sniff it, lick it again, put it back in, and do this repeatedly until the wife comes home and I put the trash back on.
The smell of success.
And you know why, kid?
Come on.
Do, do, you motherfucker. Every day of his life, he'd put on a pair of roller skates, attach a dildo to the front of his car, then roll backwards into it, slam himself onto it, turn himself around, put it on his mouth, suck that motherfucker up. And you know why? That's the smell of success, you bastard.
Ground floor perfumery, stationery and leather goods, Winks and haberdashery.
Ring a bell. Richard Dygent's playing an acoustic guitar on television, sitting on a stool. Great way to spend a weekend.
Finger bobs.
Thinking back to that time we had some terrible storms. Loads of trees got blown down in England, but Wales wasn't that badly touched by it.
Michael Fish said there wasn't going to be hurricanes, so no panic.
The Sax Pistols being interviewed by Bill Grundy. Swearing on television.
Say fuck again.
You dirty old man.
Don't tell him, Pike.
He's like a laughter. I've got this rubbish. It's all coming back. Same shit, different order. Ring a bell. It's happened.
Oh, yeah.
It's happened.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Believe.
Oh, God. Fantastic. Oh, Jill, get the VCR player. It's time to watch Titanic. Let me draw you like one of my French girls. Shit film. Never seen it. Never want to watch it. Goes down with Billy Elliot. Equally as shit. Ooh, fuck off.
Seen them both. Enjoyed them both.
The one called Calendar Girls about a women's institute to a sexy calendar. Never going to bother with that either. Feel good, no, British films.
It's a difficult wank.
The one recently about a bloke who went back in time or something and the Beatles had never been round and he just made up all his songs. Never going to watch that either. Shit out.
Yeah.
That's what we should do, is a feel-good British
movie. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. What's that called? I've seen that one.
It's called something like The Beatles Didn't Exist, So I Made Them Up. And it was about 3-4 years ago. The only good bit, and I only know this because I've seen it online, is at the very end, Begbie at a train spotting plays the role of John Lennon. And obviously in this parallel universe.
What was his name?
Robert Carlyle, yeah. And at the end of the film, he, in this alternate universe, he's a John Lennon who never became a musician. And you can go on YouTube and watch this bit.
Liverpool's got a boy in blazing a Thursday afternoon.
Paul's broken a glass. He turns out and he looks like him.
I love
it
when
like
Ringo talks in the Yellow Submarine. He talks quite low like that.
Grace.
Liverpool's got a boy in blazing a Thursday afternoon.
I never realised that I had to play the drum until 4 months in. I spent most of my time out of my mind. Thomas the Tank Engine, fat controller. Someone got the music and put it over the top of a Kanye West video recently. Not quite good.
A lot of it was voiced by his brother.
Remembering stuff. The sinking of the Belgrano. Didn't quite know what the Falklands was, but I thought they were going to nuke my house when I was about 11. Secret Diary of Adrian Mole mentions it as well. Ian Jury and the Blockheads did the theme tune. Fuck. God. Fucking brilliant. Yeah. I love remembering stuff. Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant, isn't it? It's
great.
It's good fun.
It's
cathartic, isn't it?
You know, every week.
It is nice.
I mean, of course, the paranormal stuff we haven't even started skirting around that yet. But
No. There's no rush for that sort of thing.
No. I mean, we always save the best till last, and that will come later. You know. Reese isn't here today.
So. You can't save the best till last. That's the song, isn't it?
It is. See?
Just when I thought a time had passed, you go and save the best for last. It's either someone like Dionne Warwick or it might be Whitney Houston.
I've got
it's
a
that
great,
sort of thing anyway.
Great new feature. It's called That's a Song, Isn't It? Where you think of a song and say it. So I've got one. This is That's a Song.
Yeah. What's the song?
She goes to a party. She wants what dress to wear.
In a minute, I can see both the nipples and all of the pubic hair. And then she asks me, is my bum too tight?
I say, Paul, you look wonderful tonight.
He's a wanker, isn't he?
Oh, what's he all about? Fucking unbelievable.
He's a fucking nut.
Unbelievable. Fucking dick.
No. I can't. Still, you know.
Fucking bell end.
Free country, John.
Yeah, if you can do what you like these days, 21st century.
I tell you what, not if Eric Clapton ran his way.
That's true. Free country. Yeah. I mean, if Eric Clapton was in control, it wouldn't be so good, you know.
No.
I don't know what he's doing at the moment, but I think he's gone a bit anti-vax.
Thursday afternoon.
I never realised that Eric Clapton was such a fucking balance until, like, you know, you start digging a bit deeper, you know, and you realise what a fucking cock he was. You know, and the reason why was, like, when he was younger, he refused in the early days. I know that Jimi Hendrix turned up, you know, and he was surprised to see
how good he was. You shouldn't have just said a black there, Paul.
We got Paul here who's fucking
the unpredictable. It's a big surprise, my love. Surprise.
Paul.
I used to work in a cabin club.
You always mixed with all the people.
I used to work in the cabin club. I used to work in the same with the Beatles. I mixed with all the Beatles and all that.
Fucking Beatles. I know them all. Fucking. You all used to come up to us with a tin of beans and the fucking rubber tube.
It's gonna fucking be quite a pain in the ass on a Thursday afternoon. Real name, Priscilla White.
A lot of rumours she was a bit of a dick in real life. I was never that bothered with her, and I hated Blind Date on a Saturday.
Don't speak ill of the dead, but I've heard those two.
Fucking true fact, never find out now, too late. Still a black. Remembering stuff. Probably going to start talking about Hello, Hello in a minute.
You stupid woman.
I have been here for 78 years. I'm still going to die in bees. Please give me relief. The same shit, different order. Classic.
Don't tell him about Cilla Black, Pike.
Hey, Uncle Arthur, I've got Cilla Black out the back with a rubber tube and a load of baked cheese.
Surprise, surprise! The unexpected. I used to work in the cavern club between the eyes.
Go ahead, mate.
I will say with love or whatever the fuck it was called.
So. I'm remembering stuff.
Fucking remembering stuff wrong.
Fucking three blokes, right? And they sit in a stool, and then there's a fucking wall, and there's like, there's a lass behind her, and they have to ask her questions. Oh, yeah. And if you like her, then she picks one, and they go out to the fucking zoo and they film it, and they come back and never fucking see each other again. It's fucking classes called Blind Dates. It's fucking amazing.
Steppy. Inside love and stay step inside love.
Fucking a fucking
sound bunch. Like a quite a loud voice on a Thursday afternoon.
Oh, fantastic.
Lovely voice on of mine. Strong. Yeah. Strong voice.
Very strong set of lungs there. Great, great.
I did like a lot of her stuff, to be fair to her.
I know a couple.
I had a nose job, of course, because she used to have a big old fucking neutron up, but, you know.
Yeah.
You never fucking know then, didn't you? Fucking couple of months, like after she had a fucking nose, then like when she after she worked in the cabin club with all the Beatles and all that, she done a few songs, like then still on tour, like, but it, she sang a bit different, like, you know, because she had a fucking like, what's it all about, Alfie? No,
she said that nose was hanging over her head like a sword of Damocles. And until she got all the fucking money, the fucking sword, she weren't going to make it. She would tell her, Melon, tell her what she fucking, yeah, she thought she fucking, she fucking, she said it was hanging over her head like a fucking sword of Damocles, it was. fucking what's out there doing?
She didn't even know what a fucking thing meant, man. She kept saying it all the fucking time, right? And one time I said, hey, Silla, when you say things, oh, I'm over there like a fucking sword of Damocles, right? What do you mean by it? She said, I don't fucking know. I just mean like a sword of Damocles. I said, yeah, but what is that like? Yeah, obviously, you know, it's fucking, it's referring to a Greek myth, like. And she said, oh, I don't fucking know. Fuck off. I'm doing surprise, surprise, she said to me.
She fucked off. I tell you what, she never fucking mentioned the sword of Damocles to get after her.
Anyone with a heart would tell me to my face and fuck me off. I tell him, I said, 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 tell him, I
terrible podcast. What is it? What is it? Oh my god!
Playing Talamella while I eat like every week, fucking a two of them. I get two of them, and they saw something. I don't know what you're doing. Not even in the same fucking room in there, man. You tell him, and there he is, fucking new one. Go in. Time got time. It's fucking funny. Melon, tell him. They fucking go in, right? One of them says something, and the other one says something. And they go over and over again. It's the same thing. Tell him. You got to fucking tell.
And then, fucking the other yard. Here we go.
Ring a bell. And then he rings a bell, and they fucking laugh with me. It goes off, and then some people pay for it, and other people fucking right off. Melon, fucking wicked. You want to have other tubes? Oh, God.
Whoa,
anyway. Fucking hell. Great stuff. Great content. Great podcast. Really going. Great guns.
She was a great kid. Great kid, Silverback.
You know why? He was born with what they call a Y-axis. You know what a Y-axis is? It's a dick with two heads on it. Look like a snake from San Diego Zoo. You know the type I mean, those white snakes that they get one in a million, they put it in a zoo, people queue up to see it. He used to put his dick in a cardboard box.
Yeah, white snake, huh?
Two dicks on one tube, that's what they call him. Jimmy Y-axis. Two heads on the end of one
Two dicks to every tube. I fucking love a Beach Boys, I do.
Oh, fucking. Do you know what I love?
Fucking. They're safe as fuck, they are, mate.
Help me, Vonda. It's fucking amazing. I tell him about it.
Oh, yeah.
Not fucking telling
him. It goes like, he was gonna be my wife, but I was gonna be a man. Oh, Rhonda. But she met another guy, came between us and ruined our plan. Oh, Rhonda. Oh, fucking Rhonda, you look so fine. And I knew it wouldn't take much time for you to. Help me, Rhonda. Help me get out of my heart. Boom, 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 boom.
Melon, we nearly saw life in me, Melon. Tell him. They should come to Cardiff in 96, right? Now you're going to fucking tell you're going to fucking see him live with me, Melon. We can fucking see him live. Fucking Brian Jones was there, whatever his name is, and all the others were there. Right? We couldn't get tickets, could we, Melon? We should tell him, Melon.
We suppose we've got a popular band on Thursday afternoon.
Great bands, great, really great bands, you know, fantastic.
I loved the Beach Boys when I was growing up, you know what I mean? I just listened to the Beach Boys in the 70s. Of course, they took a very different direction in the 70s. They made a record called Surf's Up.
Great band.
Record, that. Lots of long songs.
Great. You
know, very not like the Beach Boys. But of course, by this time, I mean, Brian Wilson was losing his mind to a certain extent.
You know what I mean? He was in a sandpit, weren't he, Melon?
Smoking
all
dope. That's the thing, Kim. Yeah, that's the thing, Kim. He was basically sitting in his piano, Kim, but he'd be barefooted, Kim. He'd be barefooted in the sandpit. Which he had installed into his.
The thing is, Melon's come from Liverpool now. When you remember, it's my sister, but she was fucking in an accident and she went from Liverpool to France. She was from here, but we fucking grew up together. Tell him, Melon, why you fucking. It's one of my own gusset when there's no one in, man. It's not like cheddar cheese. It's not like cheddar cheese when you left it in.
Yeah, it does smell a bit like that, Kim, yeah. But I was just saying that, like, Brian Wilson, he'd sit at the piano, like, you know what I mean? He'd have a. he'd fill the place full of sands and he'd sort of have his bare feet in the sand and he could think about being back on the beach. But then he wrote very dark songs like the ones on Surf Up, you know.
He was writing very dark tunes at the time, you know.
Yeah.
He went through a bit of a dark patch.
He was a million miles away from things like, you know, all the sort of Tech It Up and all that sort of stuff from back in the day,
the sun-drenched beach sort of seems,
the beach sound like, the interesting thing about the Beach Boys, Kim, is that none of them could actually surf.
Well, like, the thing is, like, you fucking, that's true, that is, man. I appreciate it when he fucking got Jan and Dean in. I was like, Melon, nobody takes any fucking, you know, well, and fucking Jan and Dean. When the Beach Boys got Jan and Dean in.
Oh, you mean fucking Mike Jardine?
Yeah, fucking Jan and Dean.
The fucking good boy he was, man. He was a hell of a fucking boy. He looked a bit tough, man, didn't he? But I mean, he was a fucking good boy, like.
Yeah, fucking set of arms on him, man. Fucking hell, he used to fucking come to the club. He ripped the fucking arms off his t-shirt. He had the Off-Meister logo on the front. He's a good guy, the father of the bear and all that. And he fucking covered, like, and he fucking hit.
I never seen him lose a single fucking arm wrestle in the whole time I knew him.
Fucking.
And he'd arm wrestle all of them, like, they'd all come in, like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger was doing a thing in Cardiff, like a premiere or something. He was doing Kindergarten Cop, one of those fucking things.
And he
came up a club, right, and fucking Mike Jardine was in there from the Beach Boys, and he fucking done him in an arm wrestle, like, and no one could fucking believe it, like.
Fucking amazing, was it? Do you have that VHS when we had Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone, the slightly not as good film after Rocket Boy done about fucking arm wrestling?
Oh, he's in fucking prison, wasn't he? And arm wrestling all that, like. Yeah, it was good that one, yeah.
Give
your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
Yeah. Ring your bell. It's another one.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Same shit, different date. Same shit, different order. Just rolling through.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oh, yeah. Lovely stuff.
Happened down the strip where the road is white. There were two cool sharks standing side by side. My fuel injector Stingray and a 413. We're revving up our engines and it sounds real mean. Tech it up, buddy, gonna shut you down.
Wonderful tune. Not many people listen to that one, but...
That's my favourite Beach Boys song, John.
Do you know what I was just having a quick memory of?
What?
Remembering stuff.
Arthur Fowler.
Mary the Punk.
Mary the Punk.
Jive Bunny. Come on, baby. Jive Bunny.
Come on, everybody. Come on, everybody.
Come on, baby.
Wake up,
come on, baby. Fucking remembrance.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, quality.
Oh, great memories in such a short space of time.
Yeah.
My boys, bring forth the Jive Bunny CD, not the second or the third, but the original, of which I remember Michael Troy having a copy on cassette in an art lesson, and the teacher stopping the lesson and proclaiming who is playing Jive Bunny, whereupon Michael Troy put his hand in the air and sheepishly said, "Me, miss," and she was sent out of the room and never seen again.
Well, it's not that I was in the school with a boy called, I can't tell you his whole name, of course, but let's just say his first name was Robert. And Robert was very much into a band called Hawkwind.
Very popular.
Even as a young man, he would bring in Hawkwind tapes into school with a very rudimentary Sony Walkman. This was the early 80s, remember? And what he would do oftentimes in science lessons was he would sit next to me because the class was divided alphabetically, and I'm not going to give away his name, but his surname was very close to my name. And then he would sit in the science lesson next to me, listening to Hawkwind. Then he would say, "Look at these bubs." And I'd look down, and he would have his penis out, and he would be wildly masturbating until he ejaculated. And then he would say, "This is the yum yum." And no one ever knew what he meant by it, but this was the genius of Robert.
This was the genius of Robert, was the ability to turn a simple phrase of "this is the yum yum" into an entire immersive art experience that only Mike Bovins would see, therefore making it unique within the world of art and creating something that would stay with Mike on and on.
Nick, not a day goes by, John, when I don't think back to those halcyon days, that image of Robert's ejaculate burned into my memory, and think what wonderful, wonderful days school days really are. Very much like Tom Brown's school days, but set in inner city Welsh comprehensive in the early 80s.
Look at the works of people like Francis Bacon.
Who enjoyed masturbating in public.
I mean, perhaps even on a more contemporary level, you look at these modern Damien Hirst, even to a certain extent, Banksy's, you know.
Tracy Emin, of course.
Of course, the ability to create something that causes outrage and an immense explosive reaction around the world. But for one teenage boy to listen to Hawkwind whilst masturbating under a maths classroom table and turning to one single solitary individual teenage boy and saying, "This is the yum yum." That is.
This was the absolute genius Robert. He would do this on a weekly basis, John.
Without the influence
Give
of
me your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
In turn, the term "this is the yum yum."
Get your ass to Mars.
Oh, what is nice? I heard a mobile phone vibrate. Then it's just such a shit podcast. It's just the sound of mobile.
I haven't even bothered turning it off.
Oh, this fucking hell! It's the yum yum. It's just the yum yum. Oh God, wonderful, great. We're doing great so far. We haven't even hit the paranormal bit yet. There's so much more to go. So much. Come on, baby. So much more to go. It's fantastic.
yep. Wake up, Susie.
Oh, come on, everybody.
What? What have you ever seen a cup? Who you sold your gift for? Who you cried for? That for it.
Remembering stuff.
Jackie Wilson.
Reissued one of his songs after he's dead. They used a plasticine version of him climbing out of a coffin at the beginning of the video. Thought it was bad taste even when I was 11. Oh my God.
What is this? What is even is this? I turn it on. What do I find? Two men talking about Jive Bunny. What the fuck even is Jive Bunny? What the fuck?
The same shit. It's just the same shit. Oh, lovely. Well, I mean, so much more to come. We filled up a good 30 minutes so far. So, you know, we're doing really well. We'll fill for another 20. But the Reese isn't here, so we could talk about him behind his back for a bit. Do you want to make
him? Yeah.
He's trying to think of anything he's done.
I don't know.
Got caught touching himself at work.
He's got a tattoo of cock and balls on his chest, isn't he?
Yeah, there you go. He's got that. And if you are listening to this and you're wondering where he is, just tweet him a mention about the tattoo of the cock and balls on his chest. That'll upset him.
His nickname was always Dirty Reese in school, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he used to do terrible things to himself.
Dirty things. Just to clarify, he wasn't Robert. He didn't go to the same school.
No, but can I just say, Robert? What is second name rhymed with the word?
Sorry. You might have to blank that out.
Right, okay, okay. So I just, right, okay, so I will tell Reese.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But yes.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I'll put a note on for him to bleep that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That bit out. But this is the yum yum.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. We can do that.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Good. Good.
That's what, isn't it? Just a boss game, is it?
Yeah. What are you up to for the rest of the night tonight after you finish with this?
Oh fuck all after this. I usually feel quite dirty and I have a shower.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You need to wash it off sometimes, don't you? You know, I've got a sty in my eye, which I've been trying to get rid of for a couple of weeks now, and it's playing up badly. Yeah, so that's something to...
Any pigs in it?
Not yet, but as I'm sure as the infection grows, it will start taking a life of its own. It's a bit quato at the moment, to tell the truth. It is coming off the side of my face quite bad. But, At this point in the podcast, they just started making breathing noises. I listened for 38 minutes and realized, why am I doing this? Please, 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 please make it stop. Yours sincerely, Robert Smith, Hertfordshire. Dear Points of View, please, 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 could you play that clip of the demon Seaploys pretending to be Jive Bunny again? It had me and my wife in stitches for at least 15 minutes. We loved it. Please, please, please bring it back. You're
sincere. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Thank you for that. The art. Here we go.
Ring the bell. Oh, God.
I can't be asked to ring it. That's the thing.
Fucking perfect. They
got such little regard for these idiots. I can't even be bothered ringing
it. I mean, it's not good, this, is it? I mean, if you who the fuck? I'm waiting for someone to review it. That's what I need.
Oh, well, I haven't done for a while, have we?
What's that?
Ring. Where have you put that, Jeffy Wilson?
I've lost the batteries of me walking, adult. You know, I was trying to put the old giant buddy on to block out the sounds of you touching yourself when you sleep on the carpet at night.
I'll tell you, mentioned I've been sleeping with a couple of shots of myself. You'll make me sick. I wasn't touching myself. I was trying to pull a rubber tube out of the back of you fucking idiot.
Edward, you know I fell on it after I tried to charge that light bulb, after I tried to change the ladder off the top, after I fell in the bath of beans. And I didn't mean to have it down. I just didn't want to fall on top of the chair. I just wanted the batteries to be fucking walking out. All I wanted to do was hit him say, come on, baby, a couple of times.
This was a bit of Hawkwind to play with yourself.
How dare you sit in that class with a 78-year-old man listening to Hawkwind? Try to fiddle with yourself. A young boy saying this is a yum yum in front of a bunch of children. You make me sick.
I wasn't saying this is a yum yum. I don't know. I was trying to say, come on, baby, in the style of the original Jive Bunny tape channel. Just one of my fingerless gloves came off and fell off down my trousers. Then I did. My old chap flopped out and had to massage it to get it back in. That's all.
He'll right. Forgive me, Father. Oh, fuck me.
Oh, God. Great, great show tonight. Really big guns all coming out tonight. Remembering stuff. Adverts for rabies.
Master mixes.
People being told not to smuggle cats or dogs across the border when they went all day to France. Don't get rabies.
AIDS. Don't die of ignorance.
This is just the tip of the iceberg. Short adverts about smoking heroin at house parties, claiming initially it would give you diarrhea and sickness, but you could get hooked within two or three goes. Scared the shit out of me. Never touched skag since. Remembering stuff.
They didn't do any commercials about smoking weed.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
That's Oh, I'd love to see a public information film about smoking weed in the start of the 1980s.
It'd be fucking brilliant. Remember, if you get high, you're prone to eating crisps, biscuits, and bread. Don't skin up, you prick.
Here, pass me the spliff, John.
Yeah. Here, Addy, you coming on mine for a quick smoke? I'm not sure. I've never done it before. These boys are getting high. Remember, if you get high, you could eat biscuits, crisps, and bread. Don't be a prick. Weed. Last year, over 3,000 teenage boys ate 26,000 biscuits in 1 hour. Don't smoke weed. Don't be a prick.
Go and get me a pizza, John. Don't be so daft. Get you a pizza. We live in Chiswick. There's no pizza places until Italy. Oh, well, then ask one of those big American pizza places if you can open a franchise over here. We can have the first pizza place. And then I can have a bit of a munch. Because I'll go in terrible water. You have to do smoking all that weed in that party with Jim.
If you smoke weed, you're prone to eating crisps, biscuits and bread. Remember, don't smoke weed. Don't be a cunt.
Oh, God. I can unlight-headed, Jim. Oh, I feel quite mellow.
This is David.
Oh, I might just sit down and listen to some music.
David's just smoked cannabis. He's about to sit on the sofa for the next 6 hours and listen to Radio 4. Remember, don't be a cunt. Weed.
Amazing. Oh, dear.
Here, Addy, you coming out tonight? No, I'm staying in. Watch a bit of football. Here, try some of this. It relaxes you. What do you mean relaxes you? Within 5 minutes, David had eaten 4 biscuits, 3 bags of Watsits, and watched ITV for 3.5 hours. Remember, don't smoke weed. Don't be a cunt. Every year, thousands of people watch television for over 6 hours on end. Remember, don't smoke weed.
This is David. Take a good look. Go on. David's overdosed on marijuana. He's been lying on the same spot for 9 hours watching Open University. It's 3 a.m. Don't smoke weed. Don't be a cunt.
This is David. For the past 3.5 hours, he's been wondering whether to cook tonight or get a takeaway. David's been smoking weed. Remember, don't smoke weed. Don't be a cunt.
Oh, God. Yeah, get Zamo on it. Bow, bow, bow. Go on.
Here, we're going to be millionaires by Christmas.
Here, Gunch,
can you do me a 10-bag? I'm going out with the boys to the disco tonight. Oh, I've got a bit of lead, but that'll do you for a fiver. Oh, I don't know. Last time I smoked it, I sat in my bedroom for 3.5 hours listening to Hawkwind. You dopey cunt.
Oh, God.
Cannabis is a gateway drug. This is Steve. Steve started off smoking a couple of spliffs with his friends. Next thing we knew, Steve would smoke a couple of spliffs with his friends every week. Order biscuits, bread, and chocolate bars. Don't smoke weed. Don't be a cunt.
One of the great points that we've been asked by some of our viewers is, how can I tell if my teenage son is a cannabis user? Well, here are some of the telltale signs. Look under the sofa. Crisp wrappers, maybe some biscuit wrappers, or possibly even, yes, that's right, a Yorkie. Look at Ian. He's 23 now, but 6 years ago, Ian was strung out on cannabis. Ian, what was it like? Well, it was really hard at first.
I was a junkie for about 9 years. I was a cannabis junkie. It used to drive me insane if I couldn't get my fix. But then what I would normally do is I would go to my local dealer and he would give me some leb, which is like a type of resin, and I would just sprinkle that into a rollie and then it would drive me into an absolute fury.
So
and I would just have a sit down for a bit and listen to the radio.
Leb would have been Lebanese black, which is one of the most addictive types of the cannabis out there. David, you took all of them on one weekend and managed to stay indoors until Sunday afternoon. What was it like? Well, at first I wasn't sure, but I remember quite clearly going into the kitchen and we had Frosties. And I remember having 3 or 4 bowls of them over the period of the first 3 hours. And then After sure. that, I would spend most weekends indoors watching Grange Hill. On one occasion, I did go upstairs and lay down for a bit, but it was a living hell. It was a living hell. Meet Simon.
Of course, there's an easy way to spot if one of your children has become a heroin junkie. And there's an easier way to spot if your children has become a marijuana junkie. Of course, with a heroin junkie, one will find paraphernalia around the house, such as spoons, syringes, pieces of tinfoil. With a marijuana junkie, one will walk in to find that one's curtains stink like fucking Bob Marley's house.
This is David. He's just used cannabis. For the next 3.5 hours, he's going to watch Return of the Jedi and not talk to anyone. Don't smoke cannabis. Don't be a cunt.
We got to put some sort of warning on it for the poor language on this.
Yeah, it's really, yeah. I mean, again, but then the sort of people.
You can get away with your effing and jeffing, but you can't use a C word. Like
yeah. But saying that, it's, you know, there's a message in that. There is a message in that, you know.
So. Oh, we try. It's supposed to be public information, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really taught a lot.
This is down the start of an 80s. It would be someone dressed as the Grim Reaper saying these words. At the end.
Yeah. 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 Perfect. Yeah. Did you remember that? Do you know where your son is tonight? That was one of the originals that used to be. And it would be a kid hanging around with his mates. Basically, you have to wear like a jacket, have a football, and just run around the streets for a bit. And that was about it, really. You know, but glory days. There's Floyd, Kenny's dog. We don't go there no more. Not since the accident. Remember that one? I think that was to do with electricity or drowning. One of them.
Yeah.
That's what they did in the 80s, wasn't it?
It was dangerous, wasn't it, in the
80s. Oh, terrible. Terrible time.
Yeah. So, you know. I don't. I was trying to think about. I was going to say something. The problem is now I've drank all this whiskey.
Have you had two shots?
They're large. They're Irish size. So I've had two large Irish whiskey.
This is Mike. He's just used alcohol. For the next 45 minutes, he's going to ramble shit into a microphone to 6 or 7 people who listen to it on the reg. It's the same shit in a different order.
Oh, yeah, the thing is, I thought I could handle it at first, you know, I sort of get in there and I'd have a couple of whiskies and I'd say the same shit in a different order to my friend John, you know, and I'd be sat in my ass and jumping his ass.
Yeah.
But, of course, that's the thing, well, I thought I could handle it, as people do, you know, in that situation. But by sort of like 7 or 8 weeks into it, I'd be talking to John and I'd have a couple of whiskies, you know, and I'd just start talking. Doing the same shit in a different order, of course.
We used to meet up and we talk about a couple of memories, but that built
that's
up.
That's right, yeah, we used to, a couple of things, yeah.
And it got stronger.
Well, in the very early days, I mean, this saps the energy out of you because, I mean, in the early days, we'd have scripts and we talk about the paranormal and all that, you know, with ghosts and ghoulies and all that sort of thing. And paranormal stuff, like telekinesis and all them things. And telepaths and, you know, but of course by the end I was so addicted to the having a couple of drinks and saying the same shit in different order.
It just became.
I just come here and I would just say that I'd do the theme tune or a bit of the theme tune for my being serving. And, you know, we do some Aloha Aloha on it and we do Crystal Walk and we do. You know, we do all them type stuff.
All the names would come out.
Jewel and all that.
We started off talking about Hello, Hello and, you know, things like that. And it would build up eventually until we were saying the same thing over and over again. It would have been in a different order, but it was the same thing every week. And it went on for months, years, even years. And we reached the point where there was no point in doing it. But
there was no point at all.
People was disgusted by it. They were saying it's fucking terrible, turn it off. It's, you know, but we couldn't stop ourselves. There's nothing we
could
do.
Well, that's the worst thing.
Nothing we could do about
it. Everyone seems to feel like that when you're doing these type of stuff, you know, that you don't know. But, of course, there was no one more aware of it than John and myself.
I think
But we would talk about, you know, Johnny Weissmuller.
Older classics.
Posh bloke, talking about Johnny Weissmuller. We do cutlets of posh blokes. We go into sometimes, we just go into like a heck sort of Cockney accent and we just talk about shit, you know.
We would have been scraping a barrel around about about 2022. And I remember just repeatedly talking about Jive Bunny over and over again.
That's right.
And I couldn't stop myself.
Ridiculous. Sometimes what I would do is
Jive, we're talking about, you know, Jive Bunny and all that. And,
all the classics.
I would just take a key from there and I'd start singing, you know, just, and not even any human, I wouldn't even change a word sometimes. Just sing an extra part of a song that had been sung by someone else in that style.
It could have been anything as well. Whatever would come into his mind at the time, he'd sing it and it would go on for five, six minutes. Horrible, really.
Longer sometimes, you know.
Horrible experience.
And it was just a real kick in the teeth for all the listeners while I listened to it, you know.
I'm surprised that many people stuck with it. But, you know, that's
the I mean, if anything, they're the real losers in all this, you know. They're the ones I feel sorry for and all that, you know, because, I mean, for me, I can go back inside and talk to my... You know, stop doing this stupid fucking accent. Go inside and sit down with my family and sit down and watch TV and... You know, do all things like that and have a cup of tea and everything. But there's people what listen to this and they live on their own or whatever, you know, and this is like a beacon of light to some.
God help
them. You know?
God help me. That's all I can say.
I feel hollow, if I'm honest, John. I feel hollow that I let these people down.
I feel disgusted in myself.
There's not.
Sing every loser wins. Sing every loser wins. Okay. Sing it. Sing every loser wins.
I can't tell you. Every loser wins. Once the dream begins, in time you'll see.
Man, he's doing a song, man. It's a fucking song.
Every loser knows. But life eternal shows will shine on you. And all those who knew.
Mike has been smoking cannabis. For the next 45 minutes, he'll sit in a chair singing to himself. Remember, don't smoke weed. Don't be a cunt.
I think originally they talked about Mel and Kim, you know, the singers that sang, they were pop singers in the 80s.
Oh, Mel in the early days.
One of the original podcasts, of course, one of them, and they never really specified which one. Smashed their nose in, of course, in the bottom of it, or they got their nose cut off or something. I can't remember the
cut off. It was cut off. The whole thing was cut off in a terrible accident.
It was a cut off, yeah. And then
the whole thing come off.
Of course, the two of them would just talk sometimes, just talk absolute nonsense, just about pretending to be someone who had no nose, like, you know. And then John would say, he'd say, like, tell him, Ellen, tell him.
Tell him.
And then.
The thing is, like, Mel is my sister, but she don't like speaking on the microphone. So when we come in, like, on you is talking, but Mel is here, and you tell him, Mel and tell him.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, John will be saying, tell him. John will be saying, like, tell him, Mel. You know.
Mel, you fucking tell. Mel, one time, you know, Mel, we went on holiday and she got her hair done. She got all her hair done, but she had a perm, she did. Mel, tell him. She got a perm, she did. It was all curly and blonde. And she fucking put blue hair gel in it. But Daz's got his own hair gel. She put it, like, changed all the colour of the peroxide in her hair and it changed fucking blue. We were on holiday at the time. Mel, tell him. She fucking got her hair in a funny colour. So it's got it all cut off in the end. But then, like, we got D.E. Bobbers and we put it on. We said it was disco music. Then we, Mellon, come here. Mellon, tell him about the D.E. Bobbers when your hair changed. Come here, we put them on. Come here, Mel. She come here in a minute. She tell you it's fucking funny. We didn't fucking cost the bank. All right. 1986. Fucking been all day while she fucking had her own pool. Because all the Germans are fucking taking up the Finland to the other end of the fucking pool. Mellon, tell him every holiday. I'm fucking brilliant. So anyway, she got her hair done and she goes in the pool and it's fucking all of them. What's called, Mel? And the fucking thing in the water. No, Mel, tell him. The bleach, the chlorine. That's it, Mel. She got all the chlorine in the hair. She had it done and it changed the colour of her hair. So it went from blonde, which she's had it done. Changed the fucking green, didn't it? Because we're on holiday. She can't. Mel and Tom, what happened? You know, she knows. She was fucking there.
You know, that's the thing. You just go on there talking for ages about, you know, Chatham Mill and all that. And all that Mark would do is just sit there. He wouldn't even say nothing quite often. He'd just sit there laughing, you know. And I just think that is a slap in the face of the listener because, you know, I don't pay good money to sit there. I wouldn't want to pay good money to sit there.
I would pay nothing for it.
And listen to someone just laughing at someone. I'd pay nothing for it. It's just...
Oh, shit. I wouldn't
pay nothing for it.
Fucking terrible.
But
I don't know. Fucking terrible. Same shit, different order. Mm. That's what I say. It's been nearly an hour now, Mike.
The little fucking Mike and Talker, he had no fucking order around that. Like, he was just a fucking piss neck.
Like, well, the two of them, Johnny.
He wouldn't even do fucking Christopher Walken. He wouldn't do Christopher Walken or fucking any other cunt they did, like fucking Johnny Wise. Why did they forget to do it completely, like, and they have to do it next week, or maybe not even at all ever again? Like.
Sometimes you forget. It's not easy when you think about the amount of times you say same shit, different order, different day, even goes on and on repeatedly until all you can do is mention egg-like substance in your trousers, your pants, putting rubber tubes inside yourself, or repeatedly mentioning Dad's army, which I've never seen in my
own kind of bike.
Here, Uncle Arthur, Christopher Walken's out the back asking about the rubber tube.
Oh, no, no, no. Cracking you can't do something on rubber tubes.
Oh, dear.
You know, and he'd go into that sort of stuff, all in top things. He'd talk about last summer wine. They do, they'd done all sorts over the day.
All sorts
talked
of
about Dick Emery and
older classics come
and,
out.
I just think, you know, why not have a bit of gumption, you know, do something a bit creative, like, you know, just do something, put a bit of effort into it and do something different that wasn't just the same shit in different order all the time, of course. But that's all they want. And the weird thing is, that's what people, you know, these people that I feel sorry for, what done nothing wrong, but they would turn in and listen to these two people just, you know,
talking shit,
basically rubbing their nose in it, John. I just don't get it, you know. Because you listen to some podcasts and they'll tell you things, what you can do and what you can listen to, and things what was useful or interesting, or things what's funny, or all these top stuff, you know. And this one was about nothing at all. Oof. You know, and it wasn't even different nothing every week. It was just the same nothing, you know. They would talk about Star Wars,
older classics,
and then it would just jump in a lot. Cilla Black,
Trigard, the Dungeon Master. They mentioned that,
and then the Jive Bunny, this, and
all the Jive Bunnies,
you know, jack off brush strokes and all that.
Older classics.
Maybe that's just me. I don't know, but I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Of course, they never got around to doing the paranormal stuff. Always, every week they mention it. Never got around to it.
Never done it. You know, old days, when people used to listen to them back in the days when they was doing it for a living.
They try.
When, you know, when they would try, and they would have someone there. There was some quality control, you know.
Not
and they'd
anymore.
Say, okay, all right, if you're going to do something about a Bigfoot or ghosts, you know,
just a basic poltergeist would have been nice, but they never got around to doing it. They never did it.
They're just too busy doing their stupid little voices. And half the time, I mean, John wasn't bad, but I mean, Mark couldn't even do impressions. I mean, he would do Robin Day in that.
He'd ring the bell, of course. Nobody's business.
he couldn't hold an accent for more than a couple of sentences. You know, we could do the Cockney one for a bit longer, which is why he done it for longer. But a lot of them, like, I've heard him do Irish, isn't it? And within, like,
I've got to say, a lot of that did go West Country.
Yeah.
It did end up West Country.
It would go West Country. He couldn't do Geordie. He couldn't do, you know. Well, he done that one with the no-nos. He thought that was funny.
That was
And he
good.
Done the one which was like a gentle sort of Cockney character.
I like that.
Right.
That was nice.
And then, that was about it, really. Like a generic sort of posh bloke, but no one was ever sure whether he was like Austrian or German or whether he was just posh British, you know.
But it worked.
I don't think he knew. That was the real tragedy of it.
That's it. But lovely. Yeah. Lovely overall, I'll say. Fantastic.
But it's got to be more to it than just sitting down there with having a drink and talking to your mate, talking absolute, you know, nonsense.
Same shit, really. Different order.
They would burp and all that, and they would let it break wind, do all sorts of stuff, just a complete disregard for anybody.
Nothing. No respect for nobody.
And then they'd make silly noises and pretend to be like Alpha Fowler off EastEnders or stuff.
Mary the Punk, Mary the Punk.
Remembering stuff. Mary the Punk and all that. All it was, cabs and... I was in at one time, and he was just talking about bloody Knots Landing, about Knots Landing and Dynasty and all these things. What they weren't even that popular the first time round, you know.
No.
Who watched?
Who watched Knots Landing?
Nobody. Nobody watched anyone. That. Outrageous.
Certainly fucking not terrible. Now, but even in then they didn't watch. You know, so they're making references about stuff that's not only old, but irrelevant and old.
Old and rubbish. It. No. I think, you know.
I don't get it, John.
No, it's not for
I
me.
I don't get it. I have nothing against the blokes and I don't know them, but, you know.
I don't like a lot of it. I don't like a lot. I don't agree with a lot of it. I think it's disgusting. It's bad language. Well, talking about things own, from 40 years ago makes me sick, absolutely sick. Why can't we have, why can't we be forward thinking with what we're doing? You know, something a bit more cutting edge, Lady Gaga or something like that. You know, why do we have a bit of that? We never have that, do we? You know, fucking out.
Well, what's the name? Pink and all them.
Oh, all your regular bands. I'd be happy with a couple of Dave Grohl's were thrown in, but they don't even go to, they don't even go to the early 2000s with it. Oh, shocking. Absolutely shocking. No. But, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles. And, I think even...
Well, that's the way it goes, John. That's the way it goes. So
not even getting to the paranormal bits. I mean, I was quite happy when they'd done the... what's it called? The old...
Well, I'll be honest with you, John. I'll level with you. I still like the Johnny Mueller stuff.
Oh, I like...
Johnny Voss Mueller stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
It's quite inventive, you know, some of that stuff. And talking about the old days in the 30s and all that. And, and then... And that funny time the once when they was doing this... Like, they caught a mashup.
Yeah.
And they was doing a mashup, and it was all right. It was Steptoe and Sam.
Yeah.
It was on.
I remember.
It was on, you know, on it was the A team or one of them. Or
yeah.
Star
oh,
Wars
that's
or
it. And the Colonel Decker come out, and they spoke about
it. And that's it. Yeah,
that's it. Colonel.
That's Colonel.
And of course, they was running away from him, and the A team was there. And Owl wouldn't drink the milk. And oh, Colts.
That's it. Yeah, and some Mark was doing all your Mr. T and all that.
All that coming out. The face man was there. And they had the compressed air cannon with the marrow.
Yes, with the watermelons. With the watermelons,
yes, I remember.
I mean, that was funny, John. That was a bit good. Different. You know what I mean?
I like it.
It was inventive. It was constructive. It was
different.
But this.
Yeah.
No, it's just the same shit in a different order every bloody week.
A lot of it's shortened down.
Every week.
They don't even elaborate on it now. It just, you know, rolls in, do a bit of it, then they fuck off again.
Self-indulgent nonsense.
Yeah, shocking. But, you know, you've got to stick with it. There's nothing else to do these days, is it? You know, you've got to stick with it.
I still listen to it religiously every week.
Not the same. Oh,
that's not the same. Never will be the same.
Hopefully they get to the paranormals in the end, but we'll see what happens with that.
I'm not going to have my breath, mate. I'm not going to have my breath.
Well, that's it. I mean, until then,
I don't think they ever will. I don't think they ever will, John.
No, I don't think
so. I actually don't think they ever will.
But you come back to it every week hoping. Just hoping they will, you know, just on the off
chance. It's the hope that kills you, John.
But
it's the hope that kills you.
I know. It's terrible, but, you know. Well, you know, that's what it is. You've got to stick with it, and
Take it out the yard. Here we go.
Just doing, you know.
Ring the bell, Michael. The bell. It's time, David. David, the cream. The pain's too much. I think one of these bursts. Quick, put the tube inside. That's it. Ian, take a mouthful. I blow it in. That's it. More. I need more. The pain. Too much. Ian, quick. Get my blue pizza badge. We'll need to burst some of them. Use the pin.
Oh, forgive me, Father.
Oh, God. But, Mike, we've done over an hour.
I'm free.
We've done 1 minute. We've done 1 hour 6. That's the longest we've ever done. That's the longest we've ever done. Brilliant. Christ. Brilliant episode. Brilliant.
Yeah. Brilliant. Superb. Jam-packed full of content.
Rammed.
You can't argue with that.
Ram to the rafters. Cornucopia
of
fun.
You cannot argue with that.
Shall I put paranormal them, or should we just, you know...
No, don't wreck it. If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I mean?
All right. Well, shall I, how do we end? What do we do?
I think I just press stop, don't I?
Yeah.
Just upload my thing.
I think if you press
stop your end.
Yeah, okay. And
I just
think...
noticed you call this episode Egg-like Substance in Trousers.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. Good. Okay. If I stop it, I might lose contact with you. So I'm going to have a look. This is where I possibly could say goodbye, but I'm not sure. Should we try it? Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, should we count down 3, 2, 1? Because that'll sound...
Yeah.
Okay. 3.
That's good.
Okay, we go now. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
1, now. The Demon Sea.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Sea.
paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.